is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates maybe two more times at a quarter point each so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Home heating bills in Wisconsin are going up this winter. Experts say there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. Mike Moen has more.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that Midwest households that rely on natural gas will spend an average of $1,000 on heating bills this winter. That's a 33% increase over last year. Whitney Hayes of the energy nonprofit Elevate agrees the region will see cost headaches in the coming months.
We're expecting gas prices to continue to go up this winter because of things like the war in Ukraine, and we're still doing a lot of recovery from COVID and shipping and supply shock and whatnot. So
she advises that small things such as making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Kalata of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy-efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
February 4th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK Radio Studios here on 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. I am joined by my talented and capable engineer, Calvin. Hello, Calvin. And it is a beautiful sunny morning here in downtown, in spite of the chilly, chilly temperatures. I'd like to start the show by expressing my heartfelt thanks to all of you for your prayers and condolences over the recent passing of my mother. My mom lived for 91 years, was married to the great love of her life for 67 years, brought 10 children into the world, and spoiled more than 15 grandchildren, was a devoted teacher of Latin and other languages, and a devout Catholic who touched so many lives in our hometown back in Western New York. It is also, it is an enormous comfort knowing that she is reunited with my father, who passed away less than 2 years ago, and along with the brother I never knew but has always been by my side. And it's also great comfort to know that she lives forever through the love she shared with her children, grandchildren, and so many others. So thank you again. And a special thanks also to Connor Boston and Johnny Watermelon to most of us, for covering for me on the Black Shirt Radio broadcast Tuesday and Thursday. Calvin, how'd they do?
Won both games.
No, I'm talking about Calvin.
The broadcast was fantastic. Oh, Johnny and Connor did a great job. Knocked it out of the park.
Love it, yes. I know Johnny, by his own admission, not a big basketball guy, not as passionate about it as he is about football, not as knowledgeable. But I caught a little bit of it, and I thought they were great. But yes, Calvin, thanks for stealing my thunder. They the Black Shirts beat West on Tuesday by a nice little margin. I think that might have been a 15-point margin, if I remember correctly. And then they beat North. That victory was at home against West. And then at North, they beat North. And I think it was a similar margin, 15 points. So they are 4-0 against their crosstown rivals this basketball season and are looking to and they're currently, I believe, 10-8 overall and 8-5 in the Classic Eight, if I have that correctly. And if they played a normal non-conference schedule instead of the best teams in the area you could find that are ranked in the state, they'd probably be 10-4. Credit to Coach Richter for having a really tough schedule, which will get them well prepared for the playoffs. And Blackshirts are looking to run the table on Tuesday evening at Catholic Memorial, where they hope to avenge a loss at home earlier in the season. They are playing today, 5 p.m. at Pewaukee. Unfortunately, we will not be broadcasting that game, but the good news is the reason why is because starting at noon today,
one of Wisconsin's favorite sons, Charlie Barron's, debuts. He's going to have a noon show here every Saturday called the Cripes Cast. And I think today they're doing kind of a Charlie Barron's marathon. So happy to step aside and having Charlie Barron's broadcast. He'll be broadcasting throughout all the Civic Media networks. So what a great development for our, family of networks. So, hey, I also want to give a big shout out to Sad Boy Lou over at Katrina Cafe, who is the antithesis of sad. Great story behind his nickname. He served me this tasty cup of coffee to help me prepare for this today's show. So Lou hopefully is going to be a guest on one of my upcoming shows, along with the owners there, Katrina Cafe, to share some exciting projects that Lou's working on and that the others are working on. So, Connor, is there a caller?
Yes, Kristen is here.
And this is my guest who's appearing via phone, Kristen Hansen. Top of the morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good, good.
It is already 14 degrees, so we're better than yesterday.
Yes. How about it? So, Kristen, you'll be pleased to know, as I was leaving the Buffalo airport, and I always tell people, you know, it's always warmer in Buffalo in the winter, which is than it is here, which is why we get all the snow. But it was not. It was so much colder. Like the air coming in through the door, you know, to the plane, you know, the hangar or whatever they call it, the leg going to the, like that air was coming in while you were sitting there, wait, and it was freezing. It was got like all the
heat. Oh, God.
It was awful. So interesting that I'm actually heading back to warmer weather when I was heading back to Wisconsin last night. But Chris and I appreciate you accommodating me under short notice. And of course, your appearance here is very timely because we have some elections coming up, don't we?
We do. We do. I know it seems like we just did this, but we're going to do it again. And then we're going to have the fall off. So everybody knows you're going to vote in February and April, and then you can take the rest of 2023 off.
Good. Great news. Great news. And so I guess we should start by the number one, which is the primary coming up on February 21st, particularly the Supreme Court. Could you shed some light on that for all of us listening?
So first of all, I know the 21st sounds like a few weeks away, but early voting starts this Tuesday already on the 7th. So we'll have our usual couple of weeks of early voting. You can go to your municipal hall during their regular office hours probably and vote early, or there's still time to request a ballot and vote by mail. For the people in Waukesha County, for everyone in the state, you will have one major race on that ballot. And that is the Supreme Court primary. Some, depending on where you live, you might have other primaries. Elmbrook School Board has a race, but the focus is going to be narrowing down four candidates to two candidates. So you'll go in and you'll vote for the primary for one person, and then the top two vote getters will proceed on to the April 4th general election. So sometimes folks are like, do I vote for two people? Because two people get to win. No, you vote for one person, and regardless of their ideological or otherwise leanings, the top two vote getters will move on.
Okay.
So, yeah. In this race, we have an interesting situation that, frankly, I can't think of a time in recent history when this has happened, at least, like I said, recently. We have two candidates who lean conservative, and we have two candidates who are considered the liberal candidates. So folks, you know, need to really investigate all four of them and, you know, see who they think best represents their values and who they would like to be able to vote for again in the April election and eventually see actually on our Supreme Court. So a lot of thoughtful consideration to be done there. And I hope that folks really do give it some thought and don't just, decide to stay home and let other people choose for them, because that's essentially what happens when you don't vote in a primary.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Please do your homework. And, you know, I'd also want to, Kristen, you mentioned the party affiliations or the ideologies. These are nonpartisan primaries, though, correct?
Correct. And all of the races in, this is important, I'm glad you brought that up. All of the races in spring elections, except for the special election for Senate in the District 8, which is a bit of Menominee Falls, is the bit of Waukesha County in that. They're all nonpartisan, but that all that means is when you go into the, you know, you look at your ballot, there isn't going to be an R or a D or an L or anything else next to the person's name. And sometimes I hear voters be surprised that they don't have any indication, you know, which way the candidate leans by looking at the ballot. So that's why you need to do your homework ahead of time. And actually, on our website at blueskywaukesha.org, if you click on the elections endorsements page, at the bottom of the top section, there's a nonpartisan candidate guide that is put out by a group called guides.org. Mm. And that really is, it's just basic information about all four of the candidates with no opinion or bias put in at all, and it links to all of their websites. So that, regardless of what your leaning is, that's a good place to look for that. Yes. Guides.vote, sure. Yeah, is their website.
And one thing we want to emphasize, Kristen, is that for the court, we need to put ideology aside, that Supreme Court members should be all about the rule of law. And so it's so important because our courts have become so politicized, and the rule of law must trump any political ideologies you have. And could you help explain why that's important?
Well, I think you're right. You want people who are not making up new laws or, coming in with preconceived notions. However, I think we're learning more and more that folks do want to vote for someone who shares their values and will also deliver within the scope of the law a ruling that is fair and just. So I think that's where people have gotten a bit disillusioned, especially with the U.S. Supreme Court, is that they seem very out of touch with where the citizens of America are. So that's why I think it's important to do your research, learn about the candidates. There's lots of articles out there. There is that guide, the Nonpartisan Voters Guide on guides.vote. And you can, you know, really spend, even if you spend 10 or 15 minutes reading the backgrounds of the people, you know, think about who you want making decisions for you, because it is important. This is a 10-year term. So someone's going to be in that seat for 10 years.
That's a long time.
You want it to be someone who you think is protecting your rights. It's a long time. And the other thing is, you know, I really hope that a lot of people vote in this primary and the general election, because not every state gets the opportunity to vote for their Supreme Court justices.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, we certainly don't get to vote for our U.S. Supreme Court, but so this is a big opportunity.
Absolutely. So, Kristen, when we come back from the break, there's one issue in particular concerning fair elections that this Supreme Court race hinges upon, as well as some general elections coming up. I'd love for you to stick around and discuss. So,
sure.
We'll be back in This Week in Waukesha, and we're going to talk about fair elections in our Supreme Court. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacist for restrictions and exclusions.
It makes me smile when you have a piano, but if you can play the